the ego loves picking out the little imperfections,
yeah,
and always what's missing. And that's when you got to just take your power back and tell that part of your shh, quiet, enough. And you have to start, let's look at the grandness of what you have. And the more you do that, the more you're going to say, oh my God. And so I tell people, appreciate who you are, because there are people out there have it a million times worse. And that's what I always look at. You know, sometimes I look at a person, I'm like, just the other day, I saw a person in a wheelchair, no legs. I'm like, well, that person's got it pretty rough. I got to kind of cakewalk compared to them. So I'm going to shut up, ego, you know, that's enough. Right. So that's what I do, is when I see those things, I kind of go, I'm very grateful, because there's a lot more other people that are worse off. And, but yet I still feel my value. I'm a very valuable being. And the more I see that, the more that other people feel it, and the more that things come into my life to reflect that. So it's, that's another thing I see, is people just don't value themselves enough or appreciate who they are. And that's where the gratitude comes in. Be grateful, because you could be in a much harder position. And yeah, and the ego just, the ego just takes things and embellishes. It makes you think that your story is the toughest and you have nothing compared to what some other people out there. So just start coming back to yourself and feel who you truly are. And again, that can be a challenge depending on what's going on with your imprints and belief systems. But I think the more that you own it and declare it and say that you're already there, you don't need to go anywhere. That's the long scenic path. And I don't see many people faring too well doing that. I think you just got to come to discover who you are and command it of yourself, of your true self, and start not buying if your ego's chirping and being, you know, being ungrateful and picking all the nitpicking all these things that are wrong. It's just a story, and you got to drop it. At some point, you got to take your power back. And that part of that chirping is not you.